For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
Friday afternoon, May the 27th, 1988. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds of Montgomery, Alabama is the teacher of the afternoon. This service is a deliverance service.
This lady came up to me and she said, "Do you know me?" And I looked at her. I have not seen her for 20 years. And that we used to live together in Zion. Stand up, Eleanor. Dear Eleanor, I taught her children in Sunday school. We were all in the Assemblies of God Church. And during part of a wilderness experience or the backside of the desert, however you want to talk about God dealing with you, Eleanor was there for me. I had been in an automobile accident and was in a backslidden condition. And, of course, God allows things to get our attention, and I know that that was an attention-getting situation. But anyway, Eleanor came when the Lord told her to. She was a physiotherapist, and she came and prayed for me. And she did not know what I had prayed, and I just want to share this a little bit. It was a trying time, and all my emotions were torn up, and God was dealing with me, and I'd been in the hospital for some 27 weeks, and they had done surgery on my back and didn't know if I would walk because I had such a trauma and was in such pain. And I got to the end of me, you know, when you get to the end of you. And that's the beginning, hallelujah. And we had a private nurse with me, and she had to go home that night and because we couldn't afford to have her anymore. And I just honestly didn't know how I was going to stand it. And I remember she left and tucked me in, and she said, "I've put the call button right by my hand. And she said, "Now, when you need help, I've told the nurses to come quick, because I would get these terrible muscle spasms, and I would just nearly go away. It hurt so bad." And they didn't have muscle relaxant back in those days. And so in that condition, it began after she had gone, and the pain began, and it's like your whole back turned inside out, and I couldn't stand it, and I quit. I said, "God, I can't stand anymore." I was looking out the window. I was on the fifth floor of the hospital, and I saw the big old yellow harvest moon come up, and I thought, "I can't stand anymore." I could see the sink at the end of my bed, and I thought, if I could just stand there and wash my hands. I didn't know how many times I washed my hands during the day. And I was just thinking on that. And suddenly, the pain got so bad, I just said, "I quit. I can't stand anymore. I'm ready to go." And it was like that great big yellow moon came and stood inside my room. And the Lord began to speak, and He said, "You know, I made you the child of the light, but you've been content to walk in semi-darkness." And I thought, wow, that's true. You know, I knew about it. I'd been baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 18 years old. God had done a miraculous thing in me. And because of circumstances and things, that limitations in me and insecurities and hurts, I had programmed God out of my life with the good things that He had chosen to bless me with. I'd never had anything, and suddenly a new home and a new car and all the special things that young ones seemed to want were there, and that was what I was giving myself to. I would get down to pray and to seek the Lord, and suddenly I would think, "Boy, there's dishes in the sink," and away I'd go washing the dishes. Or I left clothes in the dryer, and they're going to be all wrinkled, and there I was doing this. Well, for 6 weeks, I was on my bed in my home learning to walk and getting well after all of this had happened, after the big moon experience. God healed my spirit. He forgave me, and I knew it. And I was not well instantly because there was a lot of this old flesh that had to be dealt with. But my spirit man was with the Lord. Oh, it was wonderful. I cried myself to sleep that night, and I wasn't able to do it. You know, in the natural, I would have just fainted away. Well, anyway, the Lord put Eleanor in my life at that time. Eleanor was grounded in God, and she prayed and sought the Lord, and I'd lay on my bed at home, and the telephone would ring, and it would be Eleanor. Well, praise the Lord. I was wondering how you were today, and she would pray with me, and I would be strengthened, and she taught me how to worship and praise the Lord. And God just laid me in that place where, you know, I was one of these ladies that ironed her dish towels and her husband's underwear and every dresser drawer perfect. And I watched a spider build a web in the corner of my bedroom. And I was talking to Eleanor one day, and I said, you know, Eleanor, that spider would have drove me up the wall a few months ago. But there's so much more and pleasing, wonderful things in Jesus that just doesn't mean a thing to me. And about that time, Olin came with him with a broom and got it down. And praise God, God just did this daily work. Well, the preacher came to see me, and he started to leave, and he said, Blanche, I want to pray for you before I go, but I'd like to read something out of the Word. And I said, thank you. And so he opened the Bible, and he read Isaiah 53. Well, you know, I've been knowing about that, but somehow or other in the callous condition of my being, I couldn't find it in the Word. And I would look, I'd spend hours, you know, just looking page by page. Now, don't ask me why I did it that way. That was the way that was the condition that I was in. But I knew that by His stripes, I was healed. But I couldn't put it in that place where I could lay hold of it and claim it and know that God said it in His Word. Well, wouldn't you know, the preacher read it. Well, I couldn't wait for him to get gone, because I knew that when he got gone, I was going to have a talk with the Lord. And according to what His Word said, I believed His Word. If His Word was true and He was now the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I was going to get down on my knees, and I was not going to get up until God healed me. That was the determination, see. So many times we let the enemy steal from us because we don't have determination. It's not that you don't know the Word. Lay your finger on, stand on it, read it. But you don't have the determination to believe God to meet your need. Well, I don't know why, but I prayed about this 2 or 3 days. There was a certain place by the altar at our church that I considered mine. And that's where I met the Lord when we had time at church. And that was the place that I felt I had to get when I was going to get down and not get up until He healed me. Well, sure enough, Sunday night came, and there I was on my face before the Lord by the altar. And I said, now you know, Lord, what I've said. I'm not going to get up until You heal me. Your Word is truth. And if You're the same today, and all of this is life, then I receive it as life. And I'm just not going to move until You do it. Well, all of a sudden, the power of God fell on me. I started trembling. I couldn't speak in English. My legs, you know, on your knees, you can't do this with your legs back and forth. But my legs started going back and forth. And God just began to heal all my backside, all the way up where I'd had the surgery. There was one place behind my neck and my shoulders. I never rested. I could go to sleep and get up in the morning just like I laid down. The tension stayed there all the time. And it, you know, it wears you out. You know, your body has to be taken care of. And I couldn't quite get to that place. Now, Eleanor had loved me and prayed for me all of this time. And God had so told her, you know, just be steady. And that because there was a certain time and God was getting me ready to that place where I could receive it all. I got up from my knees from the church. Pastor Tabor was my pastor. And I tried to tell him what the Lord had done, and I couldn't speak English to him. And he just patted me and he motioned for me to just get back down there. So I just got back down there. By now everybody's gone out of the church and there's only Olin and myself. I didn't know that Eleanor was standing in the vestibule. And so I got up again after a while, realizing that I needed to go home to let, you know, Pastor go home. It was Sunday night, and I knew he was tired, and I knew that God had done such a thing in me, and I was so full of worship and thanksgiving for what he'd done. And Eleanor, we walked out the church, and Eleanor said, "Blanche, I want to go home with you tonight. The Lord has told me that I must pray for your shoulders and your neck." And so we got in the car and we went home. I laid across my bed and Eleanor held her hands up like this. I'll never forget as long as I live. And she said, "Lord Jesus, I give you everything that I know and everything that you've taught me," and the words to this effect, I don't remember exactly. But she said, "Let my hands be as your hands." And when she slammed her hands down on my shoulders and back, it's like 1,000 volts of electricity went through me. I've never had such a massage. And I've never had that again. Hallelujah. God did a work. Praise the Lord. So when my eyes fell on her in the back of the room, I was so, so moved and blessed that after all these years, this girl was like a Bethel stone in my life. And there she was, beautiful in God. And we've grown up. And even though we haven't seen each other, God has moved in her life. All her girls are married. We just talk. And all the girls are married, and they've got kids. And mine are married, and they've got kids. And it's just beautiful to see what God has done to bring the generations together. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Boy, don't that fit good. Hallelujah. Let's bow our head and pray. Father, I thank you for your everlasting word. I thank you that it's full of life. I thank you, Lord God, that it's mighty. And I thank you that it's in the mouth of him who seeks your face. And oh, Lord God, this afternoon, we bind every thought into captivity. We pull down everything that would set itself up against truth. We command our being to you, O Lord, that you might write your word indelibly upon our heart, that we might know and understand every word that proceeds out of your mouth in the ages, O Lord. We would be a people. We would be sons. Helikra, out of the womb of the morning, at the beginning of your understanding, that we might know, O Lord, all that you have spoken unto us. Lord Jesus, let us know the power outflowing from your resurrection. The endless and an indestructible life. And Father God, let us begin this new and living way. This generation man who has been called out of death and birthed unto life to stand in the glory of your presence in this end time hour and set captivity free. Yes. Father God, let us rejoice. Oh, we rejoice, Lord, in the word of glory. Hallelujah. I thank you for it. And now, Father, we just set the world aside. Every thought, we command it to move away. We sit in your presence, my Jesus. Take over. Have your way. Move in our midst. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. In the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, then we're going to look at the 78th Psalm. And some of Matthew. All of us, the body of Christ, are so concerned because what we see going on in our generation. The world waxing worse. The hearts of men perverted in selfishness, jealousy, hatreds, all kinds of uncleanness and perversion. The spirit of witchcraft so rampant in our nation that its very headship is contaminated. And what has been exposed in the White House is only a small fragment of what's going on across the land. Minds deceived. Looseness, carelessness, willingness to look after the lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eye, rather than seek the Lord and inquire in truth and to know the protection of righteousness to each of us in this end time hour now. Let's look at our pattern. I love the way Hebrews opens the book. It says, in many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our forefathers in and by the prophets. But in the last of these days, He has spoken to us in the person of a Son, whom He appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Please look at that tenderly. Also by and through whom He created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. That is, He made, He produced, He built, He operated, and He arranged them in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God. The light being, the outraying of the divine, and He is the perfect imprint, the very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining, guiding, propelling the universe by His mighty word of power. Now, we're talking about Jesus. We are His heirs. We are His generation completeness. We have been called. We've come under the rod. Hallelujah. The word fell on us. Glory to God. And we are seeing that pattern image Son in such a likeness, such heaven splendor glory. The pattern so indelible, so written, so powerful, so mighty, so majestic to Him who would seek and inquire. The Lord your God is found in the midst of you. Yes. Hallelujah. And so there is an expression of the glory of God coming forth in the generation image of His likeness in this earth. Whew, hallelujah. That's us. Glory to God. It's King Good, isn't it? Hallelujah. See, we're beginning to see what this is all about. We're beginning to see so much of Him that we wouldn't even dare think of holding on to the death realm any longer. There's nothing acquired and acquainted with death that we desire, because the glory of God is filling this earth, and this earth is responding, hallelujah, to a birthright privilege as an heir of Jesus Christ to stand in the glory of God in this end time hour and command the world, hallelujah, into being in Him. Woo, hallelujah, glory to God. An imprint so mighty that this old human container can't even begin to view it with your intellect. This old, you know, as good as this learning ability is in this natural man, it's only foolishness compared to God. And by the Spirit, through the Spirit, God is showing us what it is to be the heir of all salvation. Ooh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. See, as we begin to see Him, we are made aware that there are things in us that don't match the pattern. Jealousy, envy, strife. Things that we have inherited from the death realm, from bloodline bondages of ancestors past. sins that have never been dealt with, and like the snowball rolling down the mountain, the momentum in every generation begins to worsen until we see children where service has been so bad, born with no hands, children birthed with no feet, retarded, mentally destroyed because the generation, bloodline bondage, the sins of the fathers visited to the children, to the third and the fourth generation. And we are, all of us, looking at what has gone on in our generation past. You see, God knew all of the things that would bind you. He knew all of the forces of hell that would come against you. He knew the pattern of a generation man of death. But he also knew the pattern of life through his only begotten Son. And through that covenant promise, he has made a life factor. As heirs of salvation, you and I, all who are led by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. As the leadership of the Holy Ghost begins to be enacted and carried out in you, as you are seeking the Lord, as you are learning to dwell or to live in the Spirit, that Spirit way of life, you learn the reckonings and the dealings of the Spirit, the voice of the Holy Ghost, the unction to move, to go, to sit, to stay, the dwelling, the living in the Spirit has got to come to the body, and you will not be truly understanding that quality of life until you stop giving your mind to the death realm and allowing the things of the bondages of visitation to be visited to you, until you command your being to the attention of Almighty God and deal with those areas in your life that has bruised your blood to the fact that you are marred with the imprint of sin. It's time, hallelujah, to take a look at the pattern and see who you are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I'm grandmama, and being grandmama is a wonderful experience. My grandson is here. I have another little granddaughter at home. And as a grandmother, I'm looking at my grandbabies and I'm watching signs and things, that attributes, weaknesses, bondages that have been visited through our generation. We looked at the Porters and we looked at the Reynolds. And we are seeking God. I'm finding out as I work with the body of Christ, seemingly, that the personality, many of the personality qualities are taken from the grandparents and are evidenced in the children, a third generation. And what we are seeing, many of the superstitions and the bondages and the weaknesses of grandparents that are being visited in the children's children. And when we command the generation to line up with the Word of God, we are understanding that the ethnic background, the bloodline visitation, the 400 years, like 10 generations of death that has visited and come forth in each of us, there are many things that are there and we don't know how they got there. Areas in our background that have formed and shapen us, we just have accepted. And then we're born into a land or a place where pagan worship is a way of life for all our holidays, and the structures in areas. People give themselves to certain days and certain times and observe the idolatry, pagan worship of gods that for generations have visited every generation with that amount of satanic control and idolatry, and has done everything they can to blind the mind of the people and allow the generations to continue to grow up like a blindfolded people, looking for happiness, looking for peace, trying to have a holiday where they have a special day where they celebrate certain things that leave an empty and a void in the midst of the being. And so you see, in this end time hour, God is moving this generation. I call us a foot company. Hallelujah. We're bringing the body in. Hallelujah. Every generation has had an amount of knowledge for that time and that season. And God has unfolded and He's revealed the wonder and the majestic splendor of His plan. But in this hour, you and I, as He closes this day and ushers in His millennial purpose, this foot company is bringing a body in. The feet possess the territory on which they stand. Right now, this is my turf. This is where I am. Somebody come up and gets about this close to you, what do? You step back. Why? Because they invaded your territory. We are very careful in our personalities, what we let come upon the scene. We do it psychologically. It has much more meaning in the spirit. Whatsoever a man gives himself to, the word says, that's what he becomes the servant of. And so, God is setting this generation, the generation that our forefathers longed to look into, our forefathers who kept the word, who laid it down for the time of its appearing, until God could bring the mind of man into such scrutiny, such a place in this hour, birthing a peculiar people, a holy royal nation of priests, making ready in this end time hour the summing up of all things, captivity set free, and creation has groaned and travailed. I really appreciated what you said this morning. As soon as the word is birthed in you, where are you? You're sitting in the throne, resting while He makes your enemies your footstool. When that word is birthed within you, beloved, God is not going to bring up a bunch of 100-pound weaklings. That's right. We're going to pass the test of time. He's given us time to overcome, time to know, time to understand, time to pray, time to be delivered. And this is the day of deliverance. And deliverance is now, and its authority is in you. And when you take that authority and you command your being to His attention, He'll see to it that you, His generation's son, will know the beginning. Hallelujah. The end and all that's in between. I have to tell you a little something about me. I don't carry insurance, and I don't, except for the car, because they make you do that. And I depend on the Lord. I have done this for years, ever since I learned. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. And I was thinking, when I quit my job and went into the ministry full time, and at that time I was by myself, And I was thinking, you know, Lord, when I get too old to get in this car and drive several hundred miles to a meeting, and I just can't do that because I'm not physically able, what's going to happen to me? And so I started thinking, well, maybe I ought to get into one of these pension plans or that, you know, just this carnal mind, see, thinking. And as I was trying to get all this together, because, you know, you just think, well, you don't want to be a burden on anybody. And you're not going to be this age all the time. And I was just thinking on this, and the Lord said, if I'm able to keep you now, and I said, yes, Lord, you are. He said, don't you know I'm able to keep you then? And don't you know that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I change not, and my plan for you in the ages is forever? And don't you know that there's no limitation in me? And what when you give unto me, do you think that I would cast you away? I brought you out to bring you in. I've set conditions in your life that have drove you to me. And what I've begun, I'm going to complete. Now, sometimes when the Lord is dealing with us in deliverance, we think, well, boy, you know, if I get all changed up, I'm not going to be able to function in certain ways, certain areas. You know, that's not the Lord talking. That's the enemy. And this generation, man, that God is calling forth in this hour to seek His face, to know Him, and to stand in the power and the authority of all that He is as heirs of salvation, all the attributes of the image of the Son, the light of the world, the outraying of the divine, our people are being called to stand in that very place and to never waver, because there's nothing there. They, having dealt with it, God setting creation free, we are a generation who will usher in the kingdom of God in this earth now. Hallelujah. You know, when you really stop now and think about it, look at what the enemy has tried to do in his seduction. Our children and their children. He has brought divorce, separated families. People get married with the back of their mind thinking that don't work, I'll just get out of it. No commitment. The word commitment, consecrated, consecration, like some foreign language to most people. He's come in like in such a flood in humanism. The mind of man, the id, the I, the selfishness of self-exaltation so programmed into our learning system until the mind of man is so bloomed out of proportion and so bound up in the conceit of himself until God is being taught in our colleges for the most part. That when you have a need for a higher being, that's because you have a limitation in your personality, a weakness. Serving God is weakness. The lie is being sold. But God is calling a people who are going to teach the facts of life to our generation. And this generation is going to stand in great glory and command according to His word. Let's begin with 78th Psalm. And it says, give ear, O my people, to the teaching, my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, in instruction, by numerous examples, and I'll utter dark sayings of old that hide important truth. But this mystery of revelation, the hidden manna, is coming forth. Because the people are seeking and inquiring of the Lord. He said, I'll utter dark sayings of old that hide important truth, this translation says, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, but tell to the generation to come the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonderful works that He has performed. And beloved, this is why the enemy could come and steal from us, because we haven't understood the blessings of the generations of our God, or the generations of the people who have been called out and separated unto Him. And we have been so busy trying to be religious, trying to look like what we thought it was, trying to take our own self in. We haven't understood that the Word of God, like hidden manna, is being revealed to him who would stand before the Lord and strip himself of the things of this natural realm of death and command his being to the Lord so that God could write the Word upon the heart. A generation man is being called out of this earth. When Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, I used to think, yes, it was bad and awful. But what God was saying, He had a man in Noah. And what He is saying today, He's got a man. He's a many-membered body. It's you and I in this hour, in this generation. We are being called out to bring a body in. Hallelujah. And in this sick, hurting, wounded generation, children, I was riding on the plane the other day. Little girl, ticket on her. Her grandmother sending her back to her mother. She maybe was 8, 9 years old. And she sat, there was a man between us. And this little girl had so much of lust and perversion in her, she climbed all over that man, touching his body. And finally, when my indignation could stand it no longer, in praying, I said to her, sit down and behave yourself. And she did. And that man looked at me and he said, thank you. What I suspected, had I not been there, there's no telling what would happen. I talked to the little girl. She had not seen her mother for 3 years. Her mother lived in Phoenix, and she was staying with her parents in San Diego, her grandparents in San Diego. And they put her on the plane to go and see her mother. Her mother was a lady of the streets, from what I could figure out from the little girl's conversation. And this little girl, with all that mixture in her midst, with no parent identity, what was there so perverted? She was only acting out the pattern that was set before her. And I prayed for that child. She's just one of millions in this land, this generation. And you say, but why has the enemy come with such a flood? Why? Because his hour, he's being exposed. His hour is almost ended. He knows that if he can take the mind, if he can capture the mind, he can rule the body. And he's trying to produce his image in this earth. And if he can get his image there, if he can get that pattern so written down, so controlled in that person's being, it will be very difficult to get them in a situation where they can come under the rod. The church, in her freedom, like charismatic glory, has not understood that when God gave us the Holy Ghost, it was to perfect His laws within us. But somehow it seems that we've been a lawless, rebellious society that has gone our way and done what seemed right to us. And the mixture's being exposed. And in this final hour, God is delivering a people so that the generation man, the man-child image, it's not distorted. It's not retarded. It's not weakened. It's not slack. Because there's nothing in us that will have to be tested. Because God is raising up ministries all over the land that will stand in authority and command in the name of Jesus and not waver. The truth has been hidden to them whose eyes have been filled with the plunder of death. But God is revealing to each of us who seek His face what we are in Him. Heaven-minded. Heaven-glory. Heaven, kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, we'll not hide them from their children, but we'll tell to the generation to come the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, that He might and His might and the wonderful works He has performed. For He established a testimony, an express precept in Jacob. Now remember what Pastor Smith explained about Jacob this morning? As a man's character is, so is his nature. That's his attitude. And God had to change his attitude. And He called him Israel. Contend, seek, persevere. But God established an express testimony in Jacob. Right there where the need was. And He appointed a law in Israel. When He brought Jacob out and Jacob wrestled and God blessed him with the thing that he needed the most, he needed his character, his nature changed so that he could enjoy the birthright of his generation. He established and appointed a law in Israel, commanding our fathers that they should make the great facts of God's dealing with Israel known to their children. See, This is what we have failed to do. Our children in many homes have grown up and they haven't understood the facts of life, the plan of God. They've seen us renegades, rebellious, doing our thing, lawless, not dealing with ourselves, coming home, talking about the preacher, talking about the church, talking about the things that we think we wanted, going places, turning on television and watching programs that are not fit to be filled into our mind. They are seeing things going on at home, and the generation that is now upon us does not know nor understand the facts of life. Beloved, the facts of life is the power of an endless and an indestructible life. And that fact is, we are order and rank as Melchizedek. We have that power, but we are not walking in it. We know the facts, but we're not allowing ourselves to be changed so that the facts can come forth. It's time to grow up. It's time to look at yourself. It's time to deal with the areas in your life that have so bruised you that you have a bad attitude for the growth of the image and the pattern, the plan, the light of the world, the outraying of the divine. God means for you and I as overcomers to come over, hallelujah, and begin to live. Glory to God, hallelujah. There's a life fact, hallelujah, and God is teaching that life fact, hallelujah, that the generation to come might know them, that the children still to be born might arise and recount them to their children. Let this generation, man, stand, and in the glory of God, let us deal with everything that's comprised in us of death. And let us pull down the strong man. Let us look where the generals and the princes are abounding. Let's see those things that have rendered us helpless in the time of storm and trouble. Let's see them, and let's cast them out, and let's command our being to the living God, the pattern, the light of the world, and let that light shine forth through you like the transparency of glory. Hallelujah. There the world will be looking for you, but they won't find you, because what they're going to see is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He's there because this generation stood up, hallelujah, and taught the children what was right. When you see the enemy moving like a flood and a great hurricane and a storm in any area of life, know that God is about to change the situation. Recognize where His attack is. Check where you're vulnerable. Stand honest before God. Hold nothing back. There's nothing worth death and separation. Now, hold your finger there. Let's look at Matthew 13. Praise the Lord. Now, 19th verse. While anyone is hearing the word of the kingdom and does not grasp and comprehend it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. That is what was sown along the roadside. We got a lot of roadside Christians. Had the word sown and the enemy snatching it away. Because they have not understood that through the blood of Jesus Christ and the authority of His name, we break the curses of ancestor bondage. We command in the name of Jesus the curses that have come through in lawlessness and rebellion to be removed in Jesus' name. We do not have to be bound with the curse of the outcast, with the curse of baldness. You know what that is? I think it's in Amos. It tells you the curse of baldness comes because of mourning. And we've seen a grieving, mourning people produces a baldness. The thief and the liar cut off. Beloved, God's laws are the same. His grace has come. And the Holy Ghost, His attitude, His personality in you, so that as in here and through His mercy you can stand as His glory in this earth, knowing the facts of life, that out of death a man-child is arising. Glory to God. As Jesus Christ was the firstborn of the dead, there is a many-membered body coming forth because they've seen the image and the pattern, and life, hallelujah, flows forth. And so this roadside situation's got to stop. You got to start finding out. Why is it when I open the Bible and the words skip off the page and I can't remember the last word? Spirit of hindrance. Spirit of confusion. Allowed. Because you didn't know the facts of life. Areas of weakness. Drawn away to satisfy our desires. Our time adulterated in selfishness because we don't know the facts of life. Roadside listeners, beloved, it's time to get it in here. And if you're not understanding it, find out why. God said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of me. Now, He said, as it was, as for what was sown on the thin rocky soil, this is him who hears the word, welcomes and accepts it, yet it has no real root. I used to be one of those guys. Sat in church listening, and boy, did we get a good message today. And the guy I was talking to said, what did he preach? I said, you know, I just can't remember. You know, snatching away. Things happening. Because we don't understand the facts of life. This generation that's coming on is bringing a body in that's going to sit in the throne of God. And everything that is death and that which is earthly and that which belongs to that first Adam has been done away. Because death is the last enemy to go. And that's where our battle is right now. We're fighting tooth and nails with that old spirit of death. He's doing everything he can to cheat and rob and steal. He's bringing age before time to many people's sicknesses, weaknesses, because we don't know the facts of life. Now, has no real root in himself. Just temporary. Inconsistent. Lasts just a little while when affliction or trouble or persecution comes. On account of the word, at once he is caused to stumble. Beloved, this has got to stop. This has got to stop. We've got to turn it around. God is going to judge America. We know he's going to judge it because his laws have decreed it. What you reap, what you sow, you've got to reap. It's got to happen. And this body must grow up. Look at yourself. That's really the only guy you can change, you know, is you. And when you begin to be with you, when you really want to know, he'll tell it to you. Hallelujah. That's right. If you really want to know. I remember one time and I was saying, Lord, you know, there's so much that's a mystery to me. I just don't have an understanding. And I was pouring over the word and crying out to the Lord, asking him to show me. So much that's a mystery. And the Lord said, I don't mean for my word to be a mystery. When you're ready to understand it and to walk in it, it's revealed unto you. But in His mercy, He doesn't flow it all to us at once because He knows we'd malfunction. A little bit of knowledge in some folks makes them idiots. Shame, but truth. It's a truth. That's right. Just run off. You know, I used to could tell you everything I knew in 5 minutes. Because I didn't know much. A little longer now. But God's not done with me yet. Hallelujah. You see, all of us, we're not standing in guilt and shame and hurt and pain of death. We're all in this together and we need all the help we can get. And it's time to get honest. And it's time to sling this pride and that old abominable nature of death away from us. It's time to love as He loves. It's time to know the facts of life. It's time to live as He designed us to live. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 And for what was sown among the thorns, this is him that hears the word. And the cares of the world and the pleasure and the delight and the glamour and the deceitfulness of riches choke and suffocate the word. And it yields no fruit. We're looking at a church that's not yielding fruit. She's counting her success by her numbers. God help us. God help us. And the people are sitting there, halt and blind and weak and sick and torn. And there's no one there to tell them the facts of life. That when He designed us to contain His glory, He meant for us to know the authority of His word so His glory would remain. Hallelujah. And we've let things choke us. And for what was sown on the good soil, that's him who hears the word and grasps and comprehends it. He indeed bears fruit. And it yields in one case 100 times as much as was sown. Another 60, and in another 30. And that progressive work of His nature within is calling out a body of believers to stand the test of time and to know the glory of God and to deal with the realm of death until it's put under your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I'm trying to get to that one where the wheat and the tares grew up together. But I know the hour is getting late. The Lord gave me a vision of this. Here we've all been. The wheat has flourished in the last 20 years. My, it has grown. The harvest is ripe. And the sickle has been put into the wheat, the field. The word is going forth, hallelujah. And it's cutting down all of it, glory to God. It's requiring change. And all of a sudden, to some of us, we say, oh, we've been growing right up with that darnel, all that wild wheat, those things that belong in the death realm. Out of the same ground, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Things going forth in our life that we've not had answers for. And suddenly when the sickle, when the word begins to cut down, when you're brought to the threshing floor, which by the way is the highest point of Mount Zion of Jerusalem. Jeru means threshing floor, and Salem means peace. So the threshing floor of peace with Mount Zion, the home of the Jebusites, the winnowing fan is in Jesus' hand, and in the name of Jesus, this threshing floor people are seeing what the purging fan is doing. Hallelujah. In your mouth, glory to God, things are being exposed, and in the name of Jesus, you are being set free from them. The rod, the authority, the word of God, changing a people. It's like the woman in travail. The church hasn't scarcely found out she's pregnant. That's right. That's right. That's right. Going on because granddaddy said this and he was a Baptist or whatever. I used to be a Baptist, so I can talk about the Baptist. I'm, hallelujah, been set free from bondages. Hallelujah. I don't mean to put those precious people down. In fact, I thank them because I got a foundation there. I was propelled on, but they carried the candle for a while for me, and I thank them for it. But, beloved, we're going on. We're going on. We're going on. We're moving on. We're moving on. We're growing up. We're dealing with the flesh. The flesh is not in control, but the Spirit of the living God. Our people are learning to live in the Spirit, to dwell with God. Hallelujah. To know the authority and the obedience of His Word and walk it out in everything that they say and do. Beloved, it's time for the body of Christ to be what they say they are. Amen. The facts of life exposed to him who wants to know. We're going to bring forth according to our kind. And that's what this generation has been. We brought forth according to our kind, and all that that was in us, we're seeing it manifest in our children and their children. And we're saying, Lord God, how can this happen? And the only explanation is because we didn't know the Word. We didn't know the facts of life. And with what we knew, when we came to Him, the Lord our God, He began to change us. Glory to the Lord. And all of this is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven right now is where you're planted. You've been called out of darkness into light. You've been shown a pattern. His name is Jesus. You, as His heir, have all power and all authority and all dominion belongs to you. Boy, have we missed it. We have so limited God. Why? Because we didn't know the power of this last Adam, this man-child. Many-membered body, corporate structure, coming together one in God, loving, needing, giving, growing up, and recognizing everything of death that has bruised us until, in the authority of the name of Jesus, we are delivered. Again, the kingdom of heaven's like a dragnet. Let me tell you, the dragnet is in this place. And we're here this afternoon to do business. Many fish. Hallelujah. Every sort. Big ones, little ones, short ones, fat ones, skinny ones. Many devastating bondages that have bruised us in death all our life. But the dragnet's been cast out, and you've been brought in. And it's a sorting time. And now in a few minutes, we're going to look at ourselves, and we're going to deal with ourselves. And in the name of Jesus, we're going to cast out those things that have kept us from life and the facts of life. Beloved, this generation that's coming forth is going to rule and reign with Him. Hallelujah. He's grooming the priests. And He's grooming the kings. He's grooming the lords. And the body is called out. And He's set ministers to put the good fish in the vessels. Hallelujah. We're putting the good fish in the vessels. Now this is the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven has come to you. And I liken heaven like all wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding, no end and no beginning. Heaven, God, living in Him. Oh, can't even, my language doesn't get big enough to describe it. And the kingdom of heaven has come to this earth. And this earth is lining up with the Word. Now, let's bow our heads. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. He said every teacher and every interpreter of the sacred writings has been instructed and trained for the kingdom of heaven. That's why we're here. That's what we're doing. We're walking out heaven right now. When you cast those things out, surely the kingdom of God has come to you. Hallelujah. Now, you say, Lord Jesus, I command my being to your attention. I break every curse for 10 generations that has been visited to me. I pull down every sorcerer. All divination. All idolatry. Spiritual adultery. The charmers. The hexes and the vexes. The witches and the warlocks. All occult practices. Everything that has been rooted in Satan's kingdom. In my generation, I command it broken. Its legal right removed. And in the name of Jesus, I now cast it out. Now take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Because he said he'd slay the wicked with the breath of his lips. He'd smite the oppressor and release it. Push it out. Come on. Push it out. Come on. Hallelujah. Push it out. You can help us, please. Hallelujah. Come on. Push. Go ahead and give yourself if you look. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. I command all darkness, the spirit of darkness. In the name of Jesus. I command all sorcerers, all witchcrafts. Astrology, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse of astrology. Come on, deal with yourself. The facts of life, the authority is in your mouth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath and command it to loose you. Hey, Dora Haney. Francis, hallelujah. I'm glad you got here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I command in the name of Jesus. Can you say that? Every curse. That cut off my generation and caused death in my family, in my being. I break its curse. I break the curse of the thief, the liar. And in the name of Jesus, illegitimacy, incest. All sodomy. I break its authority. And I command it to loose me. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and get him out. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I call out lust. Lust, uncleanness, perversion. Come on out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of lust, uncleanness. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Fantasy. I speak the spirit of fantasy. I command the spirit of fantasy to loose you in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Deal with yourself. The only person you can change is you. In the name of Jesus, it's a serious business. In Jesus' name, I command it to go. I come against perversion, perverted thoughts, pornography, all uncleanness, sexual perversion. I break its curse in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and deal with it. All of it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I come against the spirit of confusion. I cast out the spirit of confusion. Come on, mental confusion. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath, let it go. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Dora, come up here. Please, Dora, come up here and help this lady right here. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the spirit of confusion. Come on out. Hindrance, all of it goes hand in hand. Procrastination. This lady right there, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Dora's my friend and she's capable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. See, the authority's in your mouth. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of confusion and hindrance, come on out. In the name of Jesus, procrastination, slothfulness. He binds many people. The spirit of laziness, I command the spirit of laziness, loose you in the name of Jesus. Loose you in the name of Jesus. Come on out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I break all the curses of the superstitions of your ethnic background. All Indian curses in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the Trail of Tears. I break the curse of the White Buffalo, the Great White Father. All the bondages of the witch doctors of Indian background where you have in your generation background Indian blood. I break every curse that's been visited to you through your Indian blood in the name of Jesus. All the superstitions, everything that they worship, I pull down. Everything that would cut you off from truth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name. Come on out. Come on out. Get it out of there in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you in Jesus' name. Everybody that has a German background, I command all the superstition of the Black Forest, all the things that they worship, all the Druids and the satanic worship in the name of Jesus, all their gypsies and their wanderers, I command all of those curses broke from you in Jesus' name from German background. Now we go to English. I break the curse of all the English background, all the things that they worship, everything that they gave themselves to for 10 generations. We break the curse of all their idolatry in the name of Jesus. I come against all the Irish background, the leprechauns, all the things that they worshipped, all their superstition, the Blarney Stone, everything that they gave themselves to. I break its authority in your life. I command it to loose you. Take a deep breath and cast it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I break the curse of Jezebel in the name of Jesus. The curse of Jezebel, that authoritative, overbearing nature of dominance. It can be in men and women. Take a deep breath. I call out Jezebel. Come on out, Jezebel. I command you to loose the people. The curse of Jezebel. I break the curse of Jezebel. Come on out. I command you to loose the people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The curse of Jezebel. The curse of the witch and the warlock. I break its authority. I break the curse in the name of Jesus of all the superstitions. In the name of Jesus, the Scotch background. Everything that they worship. Everything that they gave them to. I break the curse of stinginess in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you. Take a deep breath and let it go. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. We command it to come out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of jealousy. The spirit of jealousy. Hatred. Envy. Strife. Vengeance. All those go together. The spirit of jealousy and hatred. He's a strong man. Take a deep breath and cast it out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Hallelujah. We command you to loose you. Deal with yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Regina, this lady right here in the aqua sweater needs some help. In the name of Jesus, let this lady help you, honey. In the name of Jesus, we just praise the Lord. Right here, sweetheart, with her hair, with a pretty flower in her hair. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We command it. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. I break the curse of all the diseases of Egypt. All the diseases of Egypt, in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, in the name of Jesus. Hypertension, all the diseases of Egypt, many, many more, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's visited through weakness in your background, we command it to loose you, in the name of Jesus. I break its authority, in Jesus' name. You loose the people, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Take a deep breath and expel it. Glory to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank you, my Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. This little world. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will not frighten you if I pray for you. Amen. You're having a great battle, honey. A lot of it is because you don't understand how to loose it. If you'll take a deep breath and see, the masculine nature has got to go. Let it out. See, just deal with it right there. That's it. Just push it out. See, your mind is willing it out. So you let it go. In the name of Jesus, push it from you. Hallelujah. See, the enemy has sought to sift his weight. In the name of Jesus, nothing works. It's like you're on the outside looking in. I break the curse of illegitimacy. That's the outcast. 10 generations. See, things have gone on in all our lives that have produced those in us. Now, that's it. I know. We touch on that now. Let's deal with it, baby. In the name of Jesus, see, we're here for you. Hallelujah. Get you set free. You ladies, lean up and lay your hands on her. In the name of Jesus, come on, scoot over one. Hallelujah. Now take a deep breath, honey, and let it go. See, you're doing the battle. You're the boss. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on out in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose you, darling. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. In the name of Jesus. All that weakness in the name of Jesus. The runaway, the outcast, the castaway. In the name of Jesus. Drugs. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse of drugs. Come on. All that mind control. Come on, let it go. The devil has to obey you in the name of Jesus. See, hallelujah. Just let it push it out. That's it. You're doing fine. Get him out of there in the name of Jesus now. Hallelujah. As soon as you can, once you put this over your mouth, I want you to cough into it. In the name of Jesus, just let quote of Messiah. Now begin to cough. Get your cough from right down here and get him out of there. So that's it. Come on, so you're the boss. Come on, hold him up there and do business. See, you don't give in to it, you get it out. I break the curse of addiction. Pharmacia. I speak the spirit of pharmacia. Come on, loose this woman in the name of Jesus. I command. You're coming out in the name of Jesus. That's it. Quote myself, begin to cough and push it out, honey. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Come on out with all your roots. I command it to loose you right now. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you. Hallelujah. Come on back here. Hallelujah. Just keep dealing with it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She needs to deal with lust. Come on, in the name of Jesus, take a deep breath now. Come on, honey, fight. Don't just lay down there. Fight it. Get it out of there. That's it. You're doing fine. There we go. Come on now. That's getting enough. Come on, fight. Come on out. Yes, you are. You're going to loose her in the name of Jesus. I command your assignments over, Satan. You would break your curse. I break the curse of illegitimacy. Come on. Come on out of this child in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone has ever had, of the ladies... Well, maybe I oughtn't to say that. Well, I'm going to say it anyway. Hallelujah. If you have had Lamaze birthing your children, or if you have had an abortion, that's the spirit of murder, and you need to deal with it. So in the name of Jesus, we break the curse of murder, the bondage of murder, off the lives of our children and our children's children. In the name of Jesus, we command it to come out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out there. When you can cough, honey, I want you to spit it out. That's it. Spit it out. Get it up from there. In the name of Jesus. And that masculine spirit needs to come out of her too. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Come on out in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Gene, come here a minute, please. Somehow I'm going blank, and I know you got them all in there. Would you call some of them and let me help the people?
Thank
you, Jesus.
Praise God. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these spirits, your legal right has been taken away. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. We call out all diseases, infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses of any and all type. We command you to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. High blood pressure, low blood pressure. Come out, spirits of high blood pressure, low blood pressure. I call out diseases of the larynx in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, diseases of the larynx. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Diseases of the larynx, diseases of the throat. Come out, all throat diseases, all voice diseases. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Come out. Bring those roots, memories, scar, nests, and habits, realer demons and lesser demons. Every demon named and unnamed in his common demon groupings, we command you to come out. Come out. Come out. Infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, diseases of all types. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on. Just keep on coming out right now. Come out. Spirits of mental illness. Come out. Spirits of mental illness. Madness, mania, retardation, senility, premature senility. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all hardening of the arteries. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of cancer. I call out spirits of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Cancer of all types in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of skin cancer. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of skin cancer, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, skin cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. We command you to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out. Come out, loose them and set them free. Come out, spirits of cancer. Cancer. Come out. Spirits of cancer, come out. Spirits of arthritis, I call out spirits of arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Arthritis of all types, I command you to go. Arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, crippling arthritis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Crippling arthritis, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free right now. Come out. I want all diseases, infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, heart infirmity. Come out all heart disease, heart infirmity, weakness, sickness, and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Loose them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I want all these debilitating diseases. Come out. Senility, premature senility. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Senility, premature senility. Hardening of the arteries. Come out. Mental illness, madness, mania, retardation, schizophrenia. Come out. Spirits of schizophrenia. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Schizophrenia. Come out. Paranoia. Come out. Paranoia. Fear. Paranoia. Fears of all types, phobias of all types, paranoia, panic, fear, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Panic, fear, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on, fear of all types, fear of God, fear of lost salvation, fear of man, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. Schizophrenia, split personality, double personality, the other personality, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Schizophrenia of all types. Split personality of all types. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free. Come out right now. Mental illness of all types. Go. Go. I want. Come out. I call out false gifts. Come out. Spirits of false gifts. False visions. False tongues. False interpretation. False prophecy. False gifts. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these religious spirits. Spirits of religiosity. Religious spirits. Shaking and come out. Spirits of shaking and so forth. And false gifts, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. False gifts of all types, false visions, false dreams. Come out. Spirits of nightmares, hallucinations. Come out. Nightmares, hallucinations, bad dreams, fear in the night, fear of the dark. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out right now. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. I want you all of those fears, fears of all types, all the phobias that are identified. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of paranoia, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All rejection, rejection of all types, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. The family of rejection. Come out. Rejection of all types. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness of all types, go. Come out. Bitterness of all types in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness, rebellion, rebellion of all types. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all witchcraft. Come out, witchcraft. Witchcraft, sorcery, occult, mediumism, Satan worship. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, false religions, false cults. Come out right now, Eastern religions. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All religious demons. Come out. Come out, all false religious practices and habits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. All religious demons, all spirits of psycho-cybernetics, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind control, come out, spirits of mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind control, mind occult, mind blanking, mind bondage, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of confusion, I call you out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of confusion. All mind control spirits. I call out charismatic witchcraft. Come out, spirits of charismatic witchcraft and charismatic witches. I command those spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Come out, spirits of charismatic witchcraft, domination, manipulation, control. Ahab spirits, Jezebel spirits. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Domination, manipulation, control over other people. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Domination, manipulation, control over other people. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Ahab spirits, Jezebel spirits, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Inability to submit to authority. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of rebellion, anti-submissiveness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All false religious demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out right now. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. You will come out right now. You have no choice. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. We demand a complete cleansing of every evil spirit, that Blanche took away your legal right, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Every evil spirit, come out. All demons that came in through curses and soul ties, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Evil spirits that came in through curses and soul ties, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now. We break those curses. We break those soul ties. We drive out those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sexual impurity demons, come out. Spirits of fornication, adultery, incest, masturbation, sexuality. Come out right now. Spirits of oral sex, anal sex, sexual impurities, sexual devious spirits. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All demons of soul ties, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All demons of soul ties. Now come out of the throat in the name of Jesus Christ. All demons that are lodged in the throat, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every evil spirit that's lodged in the throat, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out of the chest. Come out of the stomach, the chest, the throat in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the vocal cords, the voice box. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Cancer of the voice box, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Any spirit of cancer of the voice box, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Cancer of the voice box, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Cancer. Cancer of all types. Dormant cancer, malignant cancer. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All addictive and compulsive spirits. We call out any and all addictive and compulsive spirits. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. That's right. Come out. Addictive and compulsive spirits. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of drugs. Drugs by names. We call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Street drugs. We call out street drugs in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We stir you up and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you need any help, raise your hand. We got plenty of workers. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for what you've done here today. Glory to you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now loose them and set them free, Satan. You're defeated. You're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master, Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and despair. You'll have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. You'll be tormented for eternity. We stir you up, demons. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Come on. Every demon that's manifesting, I command you to come out of them in Jesus' name. Now line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. Come on. The demons that are manifesting, we demand a complete cleansing in Jesus' name. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Now come out in Jesus' name. Signs will follow those that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come on. All the demons that have been stirred up, we command you to come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of their mind, wills, and emotions in Jesus' name. Out of every part of their body. We want all the roots and all the nest. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering your people and for healing your people. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. We love you, Father. We love what you're doing to your people here today, Father. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. No, praise the Lord. Let's all, everybody that's not still being prayed with, let's all stand and yes. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to fill every area that's been vacated so that there's no place for anything to return to and the glory of the Lord to fill us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that's left today to the, and I ask for you to send the angels of the Lord to take them, and I bind them to the day of judgment till Jesus shall judge them at the day. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.